Your father was an evangelist as well, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. He was a farmer till he was 30 years of age. And he got converted and called to preach and became a very strong, powerful preacher. He established 12 churches and built them, and they're still standing.
And your mother, obviously, was a deeply spiritual woman, and she believed in faith healing herself.
She did. She believed in faith healing more than my dad did. My dad was a doctor man. He went to doctors, and my mother prayed and taught me how to pray for the sick. And she was the smarter of the two. My mother was a brilliant woman, and I would go to see her when I would have a problem, and I would tell her what it was, and she had an instant, quick mind, and she would tell me what to do, and I did it.
Talk about your family, brothers, sisters.
My oldest brother was Elmer. He died when he was about 90. And Jewel, the next one, died at 89. She was a lovely woman. Vaden was just older than I was. And he died at about 87, and I'm the last of the Robertses. I'm 91 and a half.
You and Vaden were close. It was just 2 years separating you, but you were really close.
2 years.
Yeah.
And we were very close, and he watched over me. He was my guardian.
Didn't you live in a two-room log house?
Yes, I was born in a two-room log house with a little side room, a little lean-to, they called it. And then I went to school at age six. I stuttered very badly, and I couldn't say my name at school that day.
And
the kids tormented me, and Vaden took care of me.
In fact, I think there were some fist fights that went on. And
yes,
Vaden,
sir. Vaden did the fist fighting, and I stood by and watched.
So you stammered and stuttered from birth.
Until the Lord healed me at nearly 18 years of age when I had tuberculosis and stammered all my life and was taken to a man in Ada, George Muncie from Cleveland, Tennessee, who came with the big tent and prayed for the sick. And my brother Elmer came for me and carried me there in the back seat of his car. And that's the first time God spoke to me, first time I ever heard his voice. He said, "Son, I'm going to heal you tonight, and you are to take my healing power to your generation."
Yeah.
And that was the beginning of my ministry.